Well, for the simple people who deserve and choose this, this is 10:22, 10:25, be patient as for Sobia Javed. Javed spells J-A-V-A-I-D. Sobia spells S-O-B-I-A. Date of birth is 12/22/1972. This is a 52-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient who was in a motor vehicle accident on 7/07/21/2025 has been going through physical therapy. She has pain medication. Recently had a MRI and is there to review those results. She also indicated that she has been experiencing left ankle pain. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. Patient is now reporting left ankle pain. She denies any new trauma. She said she may have had some mild discomfort after the accident, but now it's getting worse, period. Describes pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with weight-bearing, period. Said the pain is located diffusely in her left ankle, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 109/68, pulse 74, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. Left ankle, edema is present, diffusely tender to palpation. No deformity, no erythema, no edema. She's neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Neck, she has decreased range of motion with moderate discomfort. Musculature of the cervical spine reveals no rigidity, no deformity, no abrasions, no lacerations. No abrasions, no lacerations, no macules, no papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph. Her hip. She's able to extend and flex her hip with not much difficulties. Next paragraph. Upper extremities, full range of motion, just a little reduced strength, no muscle atrophy. Strength is 3 of 5, bilateral. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is herniated nucleus polyposis of C6 and C7. Assessment number two, herniated nucleus polyposis of C5 and C6. At this level, there is impingement on the bilateral exiting C6. Nerve root. There is moderate central canal stenosis. At C6, C7, she has posterior disc herniation measuring about 2 millimeters in AP diameter. She has mild central canal stenosis. There is mild bilateral neuroforaminal compromise, period. In the next paragraph, patient was given a consult for continuous physical therapy for her ankle and for her hip. She was also given Robaxin, 500 milligrams, to take at night time, as she indicated that she experienced bilateral pain of her cervical spine, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.